When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, so I'm doing this one solo, which means that it's going to be a pretty quick one, just because it's been crazy with a bunch of other projects that I have going on. As you guys know, I host two other podcasts, and one of those podcasts, we're doing a kind of a cool little secret project that I can't talk about at this time, but I will talk about it as soon as I'm able to talk about it, but that's been eating up all of my time. But I sat down and I watched episode 18 of season 2 of Boy Meets World, and the name is actually escaping me at the moment. I want to say it's by Hook or by Crook, but let me just double check that information. But it's actually a very Eric-centric episode. Yes, by Hook or by Crook from February 17th, 1995. This was a really great episode. I forgot that this episode existed. Corey's barely in it. He's homesick with mono. There's like a very, very, very small subplot involving him and, Topanga, where he's making her jealous that he has mono and won't tell her how he got it. But that's basically like a C plot. The B plot is Sean helping Mr. Turner get his bike fixed through his Uncle Mike, and it's got some pretty funny bits, but it's kind of just the same old, like, all of Sean's family are thugs jokes that kind of get old and don't really fit in with the narrative of later episodes of Boy Meets World. But the A plot is that Eric needs a tutor, and Mr. Feeney hires him a tutor named Tori, and she starts to like Eric and doesn't want to see him fail, so she starts to help him cheat. And the weight that puts on Eric's emotions. And it's just, there's this last scene, if you get a chance, you have to just pull up the last scene of this episode where they're all in Mr. Feeney's office. It's a very, very touching scene. And it's one of those scenes that really highlights why Mr. Feeney is such an iconic teacher to people my age. But basically, it's all about how a good teacher never stops seeing that potential and trying to get that potential, and a bad teacher is someone who will write their student off. And it's just a very touching, beautifully made scene. But that's all I've got. Obviously, if I'm not going to be bouncing off of another person with ideas, these are going to be short. This shouldn't be a regular occurring thing. That's my hope. It's not a regular occurring thing, but I didn't want to miss an episode. I've been kind of hitting my goal every time, so I don't want to mess up. I just emailed somebody who's supposed to be on next week's episode, so we'll be back next week. I don't know why. Season 2 has just been a lot harder to nail down having guests for whatever reason, but I'm sure that will improve over time. Talk to you guys next week.